Amen. It's so good to be here tonight. We love you folks far more than you'll ever know. And you've done so much for us this weekend. We deeply, deeply appreciate it. Isn't it good to be back in the house of the Lord? There is so much healing, strength, and power that's here in this house tonight. And I concur with your pastor. If you have a need, if you brought a need, God can meet that need. God is able. He is so able to do exactly what you want him and need him to do. And as humans, we are needy. And I'm glad that we have a God that knows our need and takes care of us. We're so glad that you're here. We have a close to our heart visitor here tonight. We have Quincy Larson, and she is a precious, precious young woman. She's in Chicago now, and who knows where God will take her. Her parents have been expats all over the world. I mean, China, Spain, they've been all over the world, and they were our original youth pastors many, many years ago there at, we were in Menlo Park at the time, and great people. And I'm so glad that God puts people in our life that stay. Sometimes God puts people in your life for a reason. And then sometimes God puts people in your life for a season. And then sometimes God puts people in your life to stay. And I'm glad that we have people in our life who have stayed with us through the years, through the good, bad, and the indifferent. God has place people in our life that have hung with us, and just so thrilling to have people that love us. And so my wife, she's going to sing tonight. If you will worship, she will sing. If you want her to stop, like quickly, to stop worshiping. But if you want to hear two or three, just keep doing what you did today. Oh, it's so good to be here tonight. Let's worship the Lord with my wife as she magnifies the Lord in song.
Is it possible that I can have a little more monitor? I don't have any earphones, and I'm 68. I'm hard of hearing.
Thank you. person shall follow me.
Trying to figure out what to sing, and it wasn't something cool. I was just trying to figure out what next. Quincy, can you come up here and help me, baby? I haven't sung in months and months, and so my voice is very fragile tonight. Is it okay if I do this? Oh, are you gonna get a microphone so you can sing?
Thank you.
Jesus hated notice.
Saying to your neighbor. Terrible sin stain.
let's lift our hands, our voices heavenward. Let's thank Him for the blood of the Lamb. God, You've made us white as snow by Your blood. Thank You, Jesus. You cleansed us. No more guilty stain. Lord, You've cleansed us. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Again, it's such a delight and a privilege and a thrill to be here with you precious people here in Wisconsin. When you pray, pray for Richard M., who's out in the Republic of California. California, they think they're a republic unto themselves. So, San Francisco Bay Area, wow, unique place. But in the midst of the darkness, there's light. In the midst of the horrible sin, there is light, life, and hope. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Continue to pray for us. And like I mentioned this morning, we're involved in launching two churches, and so just pray. Say, oh God, help that poor guy. With God's help, we'll definitely get the job done. I want to talk to you for just a few minutes tonight about where the Lord records and places His name. He places a blessing. There's a scripture, it's kind of tucked away here. There's a scripture in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 24. And it says this, "An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen." And then the scripture says, "In all places where I record or put my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless you." Wherever He places His name, records His name, He places a blessing. And for just a few minutes tonight, we want to search and find where the Lord places and records His name. Because there is importance. Where the Lord places His name, there is importance. I'm Richard Martin Granquist II. My son is Richard Martin Granquist III, and his son is now Richard Martin Granquist IV. When Richard was going to name his son, I said, "You don't have to keep this name thing going if you don't want to." He says, "Dad, I am. But I'm going to make one exception. I'm going to call him Marty or Martin." Sure. Because my dad went by that tag as well, Martin. But there is an importance in a name. There's value in a name. And so whenever the scripture is being recorded here through Moses, the Lord is placing this emphasis on where the name is placed and where it's recorded. Now let's follow this, because wherever He places the name, remember, He's going to place a blessing. Solomon is dedicating the temple, and he says in 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 3, the Lord said He placed His name there forever. So when the temple is being built, they're placing the name of the Lord there, and God says, the Lord says, "I place my name there forever." Then in Scripture, we watch this promise is being adhered to. We see Daniel when he is in Babylon. The Scripture says that three times a day, he would open his window and he would look towards Jerusalem. He would look towards that place. Why? Because the Lord placed his name there, and where he places his name, he places the blessing. What is so unique about Scripture is the Scripture tells us about a guy by the name of Jonah who was swallowed by a large fish of some kind, and he's in the belly of this fish, not knowing which direction is up, and yet he prays this prayer. He makes this statement in the Word of God. He says this, "I will look again towards thy holy temple," because he realized if he would pray and look in that direction, God would give him deliverance. And what happened to Jonah? He was delivered from the belly of the fish. He was delivered from that, whatever it was, that fish. And therefore, wherever the name is recorded, a blessing is going to come because the name is recorded there. And then let's look at the New Testament, what it says in the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus." His name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Importance of the name of Jesus. Then the Scripture says that remission of sin shall be preached in my name. Luke chapter 24, 47. And then the Scripture says in Acts 4, 12, "There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved." The importance of a name being placed there. "And whosoever ask in my name, that will I do." When you pray over something, pray in the name of Jesus, because when you pray that name, something is going to happen when you pray in the name of Jesus. And so I guess tonight we understand that when we were baptized in that name. The name was placed over us in baptism. We were saved and delivered and set free because we bear the name. Is there importance in the name? You had better believe there is great importance in the name of Jesus. Does it make a difference how we're baptized? According to Scripture, the blessing only comes when we're baptized in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that I have been baptized in the name of Jesus. 1960, November 1960, Papa Shoemake baptized me in the mighty name of Jesus. And at that moment, my sins were washed away. My sins were gone because I was baptized in his name. Church, if we've ever fallen in love with the name of Jesus, it's time that we fall in love with that name afresh and anew, because it is the name of Jesus that makes all the difference in the world. I love that name. I pray in that name because there's power in that name. When you pray the name of Jesus, even the enemy is fearful and afraid. He quakes at the sound of that name because the name makes all the difference. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful that I have his name. I'm so thankful that I have the name of Jesus applied to my life. Because remember, where he places the name, he places a blessing. People say, "Why are you so blessed?" Well, God loves me. And yet, it's the name, his name, that's in my heart and in my life. That's what makes the difference. The name is what is going to save us. Precious, precious name of Jesus. Thank God. I've had people say, "Why? Why do you place so much emphasis on that name?" We've even been referred to, which is a misnomer, but we've been referred to as Jesus only. There is strength, there is power in that name. When your world is upside down, when you don't know which way to turn, I suggest that you pray in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine Jonah not knowing which way's up? Because the name of the Lord had been placed in Jerusalem, he doesn't know which way to turn. He says, I will look towards that holy city because the name is there. I am so thankful. I am so appreciative of the mighty name of Jesus that's in my life. If you haven't been baptized in the name, you need to be baptized in that precious name of Jesus. The importance was established in the book of Exodus, and you can watch it through the whole entire scripture. Where the name is placed, that's where the power is. Thank God for the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Would you lift your hand and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I've been baptized in your name. A couple of weeks ago, we had a young man baptized in our hot tub. Since we don't have a church building at this time, we baptized this guy in our hot tub. And it felt there was so much power, there was so much presence of God that he was all over that backyard area because we were using this hot tub to baptize this young man in the name of Jesus. And then his girlfriend said, well, you know, I probably should be baptized in the name of Jesus too. Good idea. So she was baptized as well. We have a work to do in Wisconsin. We have a work to do in this Milwaukee Metroplex, whatever this area is called. We have a work to do. Yes, we want them filled with the Holy Ghost because that goes right along with it. But we also want them to be baptized in the name that's above all other names, in the name of Jesus. We want that. We need that. We've got to have that. The emphasis is always there. The word hallelujah, very unique word. Hallah, you, and Yah. These three words joined together. When I was a young man, I heard that it's my all to Jehovah, but that's really not what it means. What it means is celebrate. Yah, or Yah, celebrate. Celebrate. And then you in God. So we celebrate in God. And what makes that even more beautiful is we know what his name is. We celebrate. We are here tonight, and what are we doing? We are celebrating his name. We are worshiping and magnifying his name because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We celebrate in that precious name of Jesus. The name is paramount. The name is important. The name, you must have it in your life and in your heart. So when you have that name, you have the power. And you have the victory. God is getting praise and glory here tonight because we are worshiping and praising him, his mighty, mighty name. Would you lift up the name of Jesus right now for just a moment? Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we magnify you. Jesus, we exalt you. Lord, we magnify your great name. In your name, there is deliverance and salvation. In your name, Lord, we thank you, Master. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Stand with me, please. If you have not embraced that name yet, please do it tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you as a church family, as a body of believers, to come, and I want you to stand around the altar with me, please. Come and stand, and what I want us to do is when we get here, I want us to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to praise that mighty, mighty name, the name that's above all other names, the name of Jesus. I want us to lift him up. Oh, I sense the presence of God in this house. I feel the presence of God so strongly here tonight. As you get here, you're standing, just lift your hands and start praying in the name of Jesus. Mention his name. Jesus, deliver my children from sin. Jesus, deliver my family. Jesus, meet that need that I've got in my life. In your name, Jesus. Jesus, meet my need. Jesus, heal my body. Heal my body, Lord. Heal me. Jesus, put together that relationship that is broken. Put it together again in the name of Jesus. Restore and bring healing in that relationship. Pray, God. I pray, Jesus, in your name that you will fill them with your spirit afresh and anew. In your name, Jesus, let victory and power come to my life. In your name, Jesus, in your name, Jesus, I cast out doubt and fear. I cast out anxiety. I cast out anxiety and fear in the name of Jesus. You will keep me, Lord. You will provide for me, Jesus. You will not let me down. In your name, Jesus, I pray victory. I pray deliverance. I pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. Let every need be met tonight in your mighty name, Jesus. Lord, Jesus, do a work tonight among us that only you can do, Lord. Restore among us. Restore, God. Restore, Lord. Bring back hope. Bring back peace. Bring back joy. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Do a work right now. Do a work right now. You started it, Jesus. You started it, Lord, but now complete it. Jesus, Lord, Lord, Lord. You, Master. We need you, Jesus. We must have you, Lord. Let your divine purpose and will be accomplished in our life. Let the miracle happen right now in Jesus' name. Lord, Jesus, we stand upon your promises. We know that you're doing the work. We know that you're building this church in your name, Jesus. You're building this work. You're restoring, you're healing, you're bringing back, God. Bring them back, Jesus. The wayfarer, the backslider, the drifter, those that have drifted away, bring them back in the name of Jesus. Restore, 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 and make alive. Oh, Jesus, do your work.